Do you remember any other kinds of medicines, like spider webs and turpentine, things like that, that people used to use?
Yes, they had some of the nastiest tasting stuff that ever have been. Mm-hmm. There was an asphidia they used to give children. Mm-hmm. That was way back yonder. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell you what it was made out of. I think I know it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see it made, but I'm just going by how it tasted. Mm-hmm. And they used castor oil. That was for babies mostly. Of course, they give it to them. Well, some grown. Well, still think they can't live without it now, but I don't think that's ever done nobody would kill them. Mm-hmm. That's all they've done to me. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a purgative, a regulator with the purgative. Some call that black draw. Now, that's something else that's got two or three names. Mm-hmm. And if you was, your stomach was all upset, they used Pagard for that.
Mm-hmm. No briar root was given back in them days for stomach ailments. Nevertheless, that was not given as a purgative, that was given as a correction.
Mm-hmm. It never was, as I ever knew, that Peggy Garten, about all I ever knew, was tried by the doctor. Mm-hmm. Now, they did use the broad root and this other roots, herbs that they used. Mm-hmm. There's other herbs they even used for fever, children fever, but I couldn't name none of them right off-handed now. Mm-hmm. I used to, give to them.
What kinds of different tea would you make?
None. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I'll take that back. Sassafras is on the tea. That now, mm-hmm. now that's back in my kid days. Mm-hmm. Lord, but you just drank that mm-hmm. spring of the year. You pulled the sap and you drank that before the sap went dry.
Didn't they used to give children nutmeg tea out of it?
That was for hives for little bitty babies.
Mm-hmm. How would you make sassafras tea?
You take the roots, wash them, mm-hmm. and peel the bark off the roots, mm-hmm. and boil it, sweeten it. Mm-hmm. But you got that comes the root. Mm-hmm.
And you make that in the spring?
Fall and spring, before the sap would rise. You didn't. Mm-hmm. You didn't use it as sap would rise. Mm-hmm. You see, when the sap went down, all the strength was in the bottle.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the enemy and opposite of God?
Enemy?
Uh-huh, enemy of God.
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. That could be answered in a number of different ways. In fact, of the business, any man that's not serving him could be an enemy, but I wouldn't say it was. I wouldn't say that was true.
What would you?
It might be, you see, a man that believes in God, don't know, that might free him from being an enemy. I wouldn't answer that.
Mm-hmm. What about this fellow that with the with the pitchfork and the horns and everything that people used to say lives down under? What would you call him?
They claim that was the devil.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear of any names that maybe different people, maybe the black folks or other people might call him?